BBC News with Mary Small. Prosecutors in the US have charged a man with carrying out what they say is the largest ever case of hacking and identity theft. The suspect, Albert Gonzalez, is accused of stealing more than 130 million credit and debit card details by hacking into the payment systems of national retailers. Greg Wood reports from New York.
The U.S. Department of Justice has charged a 28-year-old Florida man, Albert Gonzalez, with conspiracy and fraud. It says that beginning in October 2006, he and two other unnamed Russian co-conspirators hacked into the computer systems of a card payment company, the convenience store chain 7-Eleven, and a group of supermarkets. They're alleged to have found a way around the security firewalls of the company's computer networks, removing data relating to 130 million debit and credit cards. There are no details about how much money may have been stolen or who the victims were.
President Obama has said there'll be no quick or easy victory over the Taliban. In a speech to rally support for stepping up the U.S. mission in Afghanistan, President Obama told a meeting of veterans in Arizona that the battle in Afghanistan was crucial to protect Americans from terrorism.
The insurgency in Afghanistan didn't just happen overnight, and we won't defeat it overnight. This will not be quick nor easy. But we must never forget, this is not a war of choice. This is a war of necessity.
44 American soldiers died in Afghanistan in July, and at least one opinion poll has shown a drop in popular support for the mission. The Russian Navy says it's found a cargo ship which mysteriously vanished last month. The ship, the Arctic Sea, was discovered off the coast of West Africa. The crew had reported being attacked by masked men in the Baltic. Then nothing more was heard apart from a routine radio message as it passed through the English Channel. Adam Minot reports.
According to the Russian Defense Minister Anatoly Serdyukov, the ship was found last night near to the Cape Verde Islands off the west coast of Africa. This is where the Russians denied locating the ship 3 days ago. Moscow dispatched a number of warships to find the vessel because it had a 15-man Russian crew on board. They are all said to be well and have been transferred to another ship. They were not apparently being held against their will, so many questions remain about what's been going on board the Arctic Sea during the past 18 days.
The former president of Zambia, Frederick Chiluba, has been cleared of corruption after a 6-year trial. He'd been accused of stealing $500,000 in public funds during his presidency. But the judge said the prosecution had failed to prove their case. 2 years ago, a British court convicted Mr. Chiluba of stealing more than $45 million in public funds. You're listening to World News from the BBC. Candidates in Afghanistan's presidential election on Thursday have held their final rallies on the last official day of campaigning. Thousands of people crowded into a stadium in Kabul to show their support for a former foreign minister, Abdullah Abdullah, who's one of the main challengers to the incumbent, Hamid Karzai. A survey by the BBC suggests that the government has limited or no control in 30% of the country. 10 people have been killed and 40 more wounded in an accident at Russia's largest hydroelectric plant. Rescue efforts are still underway in southern Siberia. Gabriel Gatehouse reports from Moscow.
The accident happened as workers were carrying out repairs to one of the plant's transformers. It's thought that an explosion caused the roof of the turbine hall to cave in, flooding the space with water. Rescue workers are now searching for more than 50 people who are still missing. The Soviet-era Saryano-Shushinskaya power station is the largest in Russia. Its dam is 245 meters high and it stretches a kilometer across the Yenisei River in southern Siberia. The authorities say there's no danger to the dam itself, but the accident has caused an oil spill which is now floating downstream, adding an environmental dimension to the disaster.
People in Azerbaijan who voted for a song by neighbouring Armenia in May's Eurovision Song Contest have been questioned by police. The two countries fought a war in the 1990s. One man told the BBC he was accused of being unpatriotic and a potential security threat after he sent a text backing Armenia's song. The Ethiopian runner, Kenenisa Bekele, has confirmed his position as the world's best middle-distance runner, winning his fourth consecutive world championship gold in the 10,000 metres. He's now matched fellow Ethiopian Haile Gebrselassie for the most world championship titles won. Bekele, who's also two times Olympic champion, has never been beaten in the 10,000 metres on the world stage. BBC News.